Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome back to hour number two on this Friday afternoon. And we're still cooking up a batch of home fries. Yep, you can hear them cooking, smell them. All the stuff that happens in and around amongst us sometimes is just as important as anywhere else. And somebody who knows and knows better than most is Stephanie Smith, who's the president of the Alabama Policy Institute. She is basking in the glory of the legislative session being over, and she's on the phone right now. Hey, Stephanie Smith, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm much better today than I was this time yesterday.
Yes.
So that's always a good thing.
Got to enjoy your kid's soccer match. I mean, this like a whole different world right now.
I did, yeah. It's always one of those things at the end of the year, you know, the May-December hits and everything is at one time, and that is especially, you know, that's exponentially more so when the legislature is still in session. So we were glad to see them exit Montgomery yesterday afternoon, and they did some good things. But yesterday, as you know, I mean, the last day, usually there's some antics, and yesterday was no exception. So
yesterday was no exception, except that it might have been exceptional in its no exceptionness. it was bizarro world, but. And I, you know, sometimes you get worried when people try to slam something at the last minute, because I made the analogy earlier. It was as if they were willing to throw a gambling bill together in Nancy Pelosi fashion and find out what was in it later. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I don't think that has necessarily been adequately reported on is the willingness for House leadership to basically hold the education, the entire $9.3 billion education trust fund, which is basically, you know, how every teacher is paid, how every school bus is bought, you know, all of those things for public education. But now even, you know, for education as a whole, since we have school choice, you know, the willingness to hold school children for take a gamble on school children's future for gambling was something to behold, and then more than frustrating for those of us who, you know, have been against that gambling bill from the beginning.
Yeah, it was a low moment, and I think Representative Chris Blackshear is the one that I heard. I railed about this yesterday on the show because I was hearing about it kind of in real time. That he actually even said maybe we should just hold the bill, not pass it, and just come back in a special session and deal with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That rumor started on Tuesday that was their intention, and some people believed it from the very beginning. Some people were like, no, surely they wouldn't do that. And lo and behold, that really was what they did for a few hours. Chris Blackshear, the sponsor of the gambling bills in the House, actually stood up and spoke against every single bill of every single senator that voted against the gambling bill, and brought up the same thing over and over if it was a revenue bill, about how, you know, we really couldn't afford XYZ. We really couldn't afford school lunches for children in the summertime because we didn't have this gambling money, and, you know, things like that.
So, never mind, they had balanced and reserve buffered record-setting surplus budgets. Like, good Lord.
Well, and, the interesting dynamic in the House yesterday was that, you know, it was Chris Blackshear and one or two other, I'll be diplomatic and say, leadership-oriented members railing against, you know, the Senate, specifically on not passing their omnibus gambling legislation, and then agreeing with them for a couple of hours were just a small handful of those guys, and then basically every Democrat. And so it was interesting to watch, because it was this session on display, because that was kind of the unholy alliance that had been put together in order to try to push this gambling bill through.
Yeah, you know, we're chasing a rabbit a little bit, but I had somebody on. So actually, it was Josh Moon from Political Reporter yesterday on his social media. He said, "Let's be clear, only a small minority of senators stopped the entire state from voting on." You know, and I said, "No, What you really had was an overwhelming majority of Alabamians voted for their senators to go to Montgomery and make decisions on their conscience and do the best they can. And that's what we did. It's called representative democracy.
Right. I know. It's actually our system of government. I'm not sure why he hasn't ever heard of that.
Because he's mad. He's just mad. He really, really, really wanted 10 casinos. He really, really did.
Well, and it's one of those things, those types of folks tend to complain one side or the other, meaning, on the one hand, the day the DEI bill passed, he's railing about how, Republican supermajority runs over everybody else for their, social issues that he thinks are stupid or unnecessary. But then conversely, if the supermajority votes against something that he wants, then they're not representing their constituents. So it's talking out of both sides of their mouth, as you pointed out on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it these days.
Well, what else happened? I mean, gambling, by example of what we're doing right now, gambling did suck the air out of the room. I was talking to one senator last night who was just fed up with it. He's so sick of it sucking all the air out of the room, he said. But nonetheless, there was some good stuff that happened. It really wasn't a bad session.
Yeah, I mean, there were more than a few things that, remained on the table at the end. There was some local legislation. I know the senators were frustrated not getting through. There were four or five bills that we were closely following or helping with that either got, left on the floor of the Senate or left on the floor of the House. The porn filter bill was one of those. Yeah. The What is a Woman bill codifying male and female was one of those. There were several of them, the sex ed bill. There were several bills that they left because they were controversial until the end to see if they could just plow through them on the last day. And the answer was no. But the answer was no, not because of those issues specifically. It was no because everybody was still mad about and complaining about gambling, which is something that, everyone on all sides of this issue should be aware of and notice and take note of, which is what you just expressed. This subject takes so much emotional energy on both sides of the equation that it really is difficult on the process, and it's difficult on relationships, and it's difficult to pass good bills if we're going to talk about this every single year over and over again.
Well, we'll see where it goes. What was your favorite thing for the session? I mean, if you had to hang your hat on something and go, well, if nothing else passed, I'm glad that one did.
Well, school choice for us.
Yes.
School choice was early, and people are not even talking about it as a legislative victory at this point because it was so early in the process. But I mean, if you had told me this time last year, the API would have been one of the lead organizations pushing for school choice, and we would have gotten it, and pushing against gambling, and we would have killed it. I would have just said, I was just kind of shaking my hands and been like, okay, that's enough for me. But API had, as you know, 30 issues on our blueprint. 25 of those issues were considered, and 17 of them were successful.
Nice.
So from an API perspective, we had a very, very productive session.
Outstanding. Well, good for you. I don't know if you heard, you probably didn't hear it because y'all know your kid's soccer game, but when I opened the show today, I did a monologue about why it's so important, and I had some analogies, but why it's so important to remember to not only rail against your legislator when they do something wrong, but to thank them when you think that something went right.
Amen.
And absolutely. And one of the things that I was, like when I was on staff at API before you came on staff, we started a thing called the Policy Warrior Award. And I'm so glad to see you put that back in place. It had a gap there of a few years, and I'm so glad you did that because what it does is it says we're singling somebody out to say thank you and giving you an award because we recognize what you did.
Absolutely. And, we do complain. I know I do. I know you do. We do complain about all the things that they do wrong, but they did some really good things this year. And one of those that I was proud of was the annual appraisal cap on property tax.
Yes.
There are folks that now will have a maximum of a 7% increase where they were in their 20s, 30s, even 40% higher on an annual basis, and people were losing their homes, losing their family homes. And that is now capped at 7% annually. I'd like to get that even lower, and I would like to see annual property tax appraisals go away. And go to every other year, every 4 years, how they used to be. But That will help a lot of Alabamians. Some of the election integrity bills, I think, were very important. And then there were several social issue bills that were extremely important in my estimation, and especially protecting kids online from predators and unintended things on the internet. Would have loved to have seen that filter bill get through because that was another tactic. But I also think that there were a lot of really good things that did get through. That's not to say there's not plenty of work to be done, because we do need to get back to the mentality that you had when you were there, which was, how can we be efficient? How can we not create more government programs? How can we be efficient with what we have? And maybe even, dare I say, look at what we have and see what can be consolidated, what can be closed down, what is not necessary anymore, and have really smart, limited government instead of the answer always being, what can government spend more money on?
Did you just intone that we should downsize government? Did you just do that?
It is shocking. I know that I'm the president of an organization who believes in limited government and free market, in addition to the strong family. So we're going to shift our focus a little bit next year on some of those budgetary issues, some of the monetary issues. As the economy gets a little tighter, those questions will start to crop up. And so we want to be able to lead well and show legislators and lawmakers the right way to make the right cut if necessary. And also, you know, just let's be smart. If we have surpluses, that's our money. That's your money. That's Charlene's money. That's my money. You know, that's our money. And that means that you've taken too much of it.
Yep.
And so instead of figuring out different and new and innovative ways to spend our money, we should be figuring out how to be smart about it and how to limit our state government to do only what is necessary.
Well, I look forward to you running for governor, because I think all that would be great.
I think I am content right where I am. This has been a fun experience for me, this legislative session, getting right back down into the nitty-gritty of it, and I'm enjoying leading API, so I'm going to stick there.
Well, all right, my friend. Well, thank you for what you do, and thank you for being in the fray. You have a great weekend, and you and
all. And thank you for all the air cover.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to do it. That's what we're for. All right. Listen, Stephanie Smith, Alabama Policy Institute. You can find out more about them at alabamapolicy.org. They do the deep dives and they get the things done. And it's good stuff. We're going to be right back after this break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.